Building repeat customers and referrals. Why repeat customers and referrals are the cheapest, most profitable growth a contractor has, and the concrete habits that earn them: doing great work, communicating, following up, staying easy to reach, and asking at the right moment. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. The cheapest customer you'll ever get is the one you already have, and the second cheapest is the one they send you. Repeat customers and referrals cost you almost nothing in advertising and convert far better than a stranger off an ad, because trust is already there. A small shop that builds a base of loyal customers and a steady referral flow has a growth engine that competitors can't easily outspend. This isn't about marketing budgets. It's about the day-to-day habits that turn one good job into a lifetime of work and a stream of new customers. This article is those habits. How it works. Word of mouth works because trust transfers. When a neighbor says, "Call my HVAC guy. He's honest and does great work," that recommendation does what no ad can. It arrives pre-trusted. The new customer calls you already believing you're good, which makes the whole relationship and the price conversation easier. Repeat customers are even better. They've experienced your work, they don't shop around, and they call you first for everything. The economics are decisive. Acquiring a brand new customer through advertising is expensive and uncertain. A referral or a repeat call costs you essentially nothing and closes more reliably. So every great job isn't just that job's revenue, it's the future repeat work and referrals it can generate. That's why the habits below are the highest return thing a small shop can do, and they're mostly free. In the field, do genuinely great work every time. This is the foundation under everything else. There's no referral habit that survives mediocre work. On time, clean, fixed right, honest about what you found. Excellence is what people actually tell their neighbors about, and it's the thing you fully control. Communicate so they understand and trust you. Explain what you found and what you did in plain language. A customer who understands the work feels respected and remembers you as the honest one. The trust built by clear communication is what makes them call back and refer you. Be easy to reach and responsive. Answer the phone, return calls promptly, show up when you said. A huge amount of repeat business goes to whoever is simply reachable and reliable when the customer needs them. Being the contractor who actually picks up is a bigger advantage than most realize. Follow up after the job. A quick check-in after a big repair or install, making sure everything's running right, costs you minutes and lands hard. It shows you care beyond the invoice, catches small issues before they become callbacks, and is exactly the kind of touch that turns a customer into a loyal one. Stay in front of them honestly. A maintenance agreement is the cleanest way to build repeat business. It creates a recurring reason to see them and keeps you top of mind so you get the call when something breaks. Even without one, a seasonal reminder or a periodic touch keeps you from being forgotten. Ask for the referral and the review at the right moment. Right after you've done great work and the customer is happy is the natural time. If you know anyone who needs a good HVAC company, I'd appreciate you passing my name along. Said simply, once, when they're pleased, works. So does a polite ask for an online review, which is referral at scale. Don't be pushy, just ask when the goodwill is fresh. Common faults and what they mean. Spending heavily on ads while existing customers drift away. You're buying expensive strangers and neglecting the cheap, high-converting repeat and referral base you already earned. Great work but no repeat calls, likely a communication or reachability gap. They don't remember you, or couldn't get you when they needed you. Customers go elsewhere for the next job. Nothing kept you top of mind. No follow-up, no agreement, no touch, so a competitor's ad caught them first. Few referrals despite happy customers. You never asked. Happy customers will recommend you, but often only when prompted at the right moment. One bad job tanks a relationship and the referrals it would have sent. Word of mouth cuts both ways. A poor experience travels too, which is why consistent quality matters. Tech tips and gotchas. The customer you already have is the cheapest growth there is. Advertising buys uncertain strangers at real cost. A repeat call or a referral costs you nearly nothing and closes far more reliably, because trust is already there. Pouring effort into keeping and delighting existing customers outreturns almost any ad spend a small shop can manage. Every great job is also future jobs. Don't think of a repair as a one-time transaction. Think of it as the seed of years of repeat work and the referrals it can generate. That reframe is why being excellent on a small job matters. It's an investment in everything that customer and their network will send you later. Being reachable beats being clever. A surprising share of repeat and referral business simply goes to the contractor, who answers the phone, returns the call, and shows up when promised. You don't need a marketing genius. You need to be the reliable one who picks up. That alone wins a lot of the work. The follow-up call is tiny effort, big return. A short is everything running right. After a big job costs minutes, catches problems before their callbacks, and signals you care beyond the invoice. It's one of the highest return habits in the business and almost nobody does it consistently. Ask, happy customers refer when prompted. Plenty of satisfied customers would gladly recommend you but never think to until you ask. A simple, unpushy request at the moment they're pleased for a referral or an online review turns latent goodwill into actual new customers. The ask is the step most shops skip. Word of mouth runs both directions, so consistency is everything. The same network that spreads this guy's great will spread this guy let me down just as fast. That's the real reason quality has to be every job, not most jobs. Your reputation is the sum of your worst experiences as much as your best.